28-year-old winger from the Tampa Bay Lightning. Teddy Purcell is the newest member of the order, so he joins us now. Teddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Teddy, I noticed one of your quotes yesterday was you were very much looking forward to coming to a hockey market, having played in Tampa Bay. Now, some would say, man, he's crazy, because in a hockey market, you know, there's a lot more attention. What is it about a hockey market that intrigues you?
Well, I think that you know, every kid growing up in Canada always wanted to play, you know, experience what it was like to play in the NHL in Canada. And that's no disrespect to the organizations I played in the past in L.A. or Tampa, but I think it's just a pretty obvious statement that, yeah, hockey is Canada's game up there. And like you said, there is more attention. There's a little bit more pressure, I feel, and it's something that I'm ready to embrace and experience.
Talk about the pressure. Of course, you've had some playoff experience. You know, this team basically, you know, outside of a few veterans, not many people have. You come here as a 28-year-old guy, a little bit older and maybe looked upon to be more of a leader. What can you bring in the leadership department?
You know, I'm not a big vocal guy. I just kind of like, you know, when I'm feeling good about my game, I kind of let my game, you know, speak for itself. You know, I'm a guy that likes to do puck possession, like to make plays, like to be confident with the puck. You know, I'm going to be able to learn a lot from these younger guys, too. These guys got a lot of skill. You know, they play the game hard. And anything you can do to help each other out will make us a better team. And going back to what you said about the hockey market, more things are magnified up there. I think it's you can't get away with as much. And there's more media, and that creates more pressure, especially with such a passionate fan base.
What position are you most comfortable in?
I always made a joke when Marty St. Louis was on our team that whatever game he was feeling, that he didn't want to play which wing he didn't want to play, I played the other one. So I was for a couple of years there, I was bouncing around a lot, but I'm pretty much a right winger. I grew up playing that my whole life, and that's where I'm most comfortable. But at the same time, I can usually switch over to left. It's just a little bit different.
Okay. Now, what is the biggest difference for you when you went from left to right?
I think just coming back in your own zone, you know, when you're backchecking, or I just always had a tendency to go to the right-hand side, and I feel like sometimes it's easier to pick up pucks when you're breaking out. You kind of go low, give your defense and some support, you can get on your forehand. Sometimes when you're on your left wing, you got to take it on your backhand, or you got to come extra low to get it, to receive it on your forehand. So it's not a huge adjustment. It's just a couple of things, you know, to take used to and just make you, you know, think a little bit more.
Newest member of the order is Teddy Purcell joins us. Teddy, you know, a few years ago, you had back-to-back, you know, 50-plus point seasons. They were your two best years offensively. And, you know, last year obviously wasn't as good. What was the difference, I guess, in your game last year to those previous years?
I just don't think I found my consistency as well as I have in the past 3 years before that. You know, with a new coach coming in, you always want to try to get off on the right foot and kind of have him believe in you right away, and that didn't happen. And, you know, kind of started on the third line and bounced around all year and didn't really find a good fit like I have in the past. And I think I just couldn't get out of that little funk, and my numbers showed that. So that's unfortunate how it worked out, but it's going to be a new opportunity for me. I think I'm going to get a little bit more ice and more opportunity like I have in the past here in Tampa, and hopefully I can take advantage of that.
Opportunity is key for anyone. It's hard to score if you're not playing. And you'll have a new coach again this year in Dallas Eakins. What did you learn last year from not necessarily getting off on the wrong foot with the coach, but do you have a conversation from the get-go to find out what the coach expects from you? How to ensure that the new coach, you'll get off on a better foot this time?
Yeah, it's always important to have an open door and good communication skills through the player and the coach. And you know, I'm not a player that's going to be always talking to the coach or need to be talking to the coach. I think, you know, when you're playing well, you know what you're doing good and wrong. So I think it's just important to get off to a really good start the first couple of games. Just show the coach that you're responsible defensively, and you're not making careless plays and turning the puck over at the wrong times in the game. And if you do that, you can slowly build a trust. And with that trust, he's going to keep giving you opportunity, and then that builds that confidence, and you just kind of roll with it.
Now, Teddy, the West is a lot different than the East in the style of play. You're a bigger body, you know, at 6'3". You're not a guy who's necessarily a banger. You're not going to run around and hammer guys. But I'm sure you watch the playoffs. Do you notice a big difference, and how will it help your game, or potentially what will be the challenge coming to the West for you?
Yeah, I think it is bigger and stronger for sure. I only played about 100 games with LA in the West and years ago, and then when I came to the East, I kind of noticed it right away. I feel sometimes the East is a little more open, a little more run and gun, and you know, I think every team now is trying to build their model around those big Western teams, you know, like the Kings, the Ducks, the Blues that are always Chicago, that are always in the mix every year. So I think a couple of teams in the East are starting to do that now, and I think you're going to slowly see it happen more and more each year.
Does the the bigger style, maybe not as open, does that help you? Or are you a guy who's good on the boards and maybe good in close areas?
I like to say I wouldn't say I'm the best at the boards. I mean, I think my game is a lot of my hands, and I like to work in tight quarters. So I think it can't be that different. You know, every team in the league is so good, and it's such a hard league to be successful in every year. I think it'll just make you push that extra little bit.
Were you expecting a trade?
I wasn't, no. But I mean, in this business, as everyone knows, stuff happens very quickly, and I was a little shocked at first. I'm not going to lie, but at the same time, after it's sunk in, I think I'm really excited about the chance to get up there and play with some really highly skilled forwards.
Do you know any of the guys in Edmonton?
I played with Eberle and Nugent Hopkins at the World Championships a couple of years ago, and I know Boyd Gordon as well.
Okay. So
they're the only. And I talked to Taylor Hall today. He sent me a text, kind of welcoming me to the team, and asked if I need any help getting set up. So that was nice of him.
Teddy Purcell joins us, newest member of the Edmonton Oilers. Now I was looking at your possession numbers, and I'm not sure if you're an analytics guy or not. You talked about your game's more of a possession game. Here in Edmonton, they've given up a lot of goals. Teddy, do you look at yourself as a guy who can be a solid two-way player, not only help offensively but also defensively?
I'd hope to. You know, that's another part of going back to what we talked about. You know, having the coach trust you and put you out in situations. And the past couple of years, in Tampa with the previous coaches, I was in positions like that, and last year for whatever reason I just wasn't counted on in those situations. So hopefully in Edmonton I can get off to a fresh start with this new coach and prove that not only do I like to make plays offensively, but I'm not a liability defensively as well.
You've had success on the power play. Where do you like setting up on the power play? What aspect of your game do you think works well on a man advantage?
I like to be patient with the puck and, you know, let the other person, make the first move defensively, especially on the power play when you're obviously outnumbered them. So you just try to create those little two-on-ones all over the ice. And that's something I've noticed. I didn't watch a whole lot of them two games, to be honest, because of the time change. But when you do watch, you really notice how skilled they are on the power play, and all those guys can make plays. So wherever I end up do fitting there, it's going to be fun to try to take advantage of that, because it's something I really pride myself on.
Teddy Purcell joins us, a newest member of the Edmonton Oilers. For you now, what's the summer like? Because now you got traded, do you come into Edmonton earlier to try to get comfortable?
I think I might, yeah. I know a lot of the guys just, you know, head in a couple weeks before camp, but I don't want to go into camp with 100 things on my agenda. I kind of want to go out and maybe look for a place where you can get a car situated and cell phone and stuff like that. And just so when I go to camp, I can kind of have a clear as mind as I can. I don't want to be thinking about everything. I don't want to have any distractions. I want to get off on a strong note. And so I'll probably head out within the next month maybe and check out the city a little bit and kind of get acclimated as best I can.
Well, Teddy, congratulations. Welcome to a Canadian city. Definitely there'll be a lot of pressure in Edmonton, but the fans are starving for a winner. If you can help them win, trust me, you'll love the fans.
I know. I'm excited for it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.